How you doing?
Good.
All right, we're on.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting in order, Medina Township Trustees. This is a special meeting for November 18th at 2020. The time now is 6:46. Can I get a roll call? Mike Stopa, here. Mark Radis.
Here.
Chuck Johnson.
Here.
And we're gonna skip the pledge and the moment of silence tonight just because we're trying to get in and out because we have a BZA meeting following this meeting. So first up on the agenda is site plans. First one's gonna be Farrell Whited Physical Therapy. This time I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission to approve the change of use for Farrell Whited Physical Therapy located at 3848 Medina Road as presented.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call. Mike Stopa.
Aye.
Mark Radis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Next up, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission to approve the wall sign for Farrell Whited Physical Therapy located at 3848 Medina Road, not to exceed 30 square feet as presented.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call. Mike Stopa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mark Radis.
Aye.
And then third for them is, this time I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission to approve a tenant panel for Farrell Whited Physical Therapy located at 3848 Medina Road, not to exceed 7.5 square feet as presented.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call. Mike Stopa.
Aye.
Mark Radis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
All right, there's that one. Next up is ARC Psychiatry. This time I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission to approve the change of use for ARC Psychiatry located at 3591 Reserve Commons Drive as presented.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call. Mike Stopa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mark Radis.
Aye.
All right, there's that one. Next up is Dr. Ivanko. This time I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission to approve the new construction for Dr. Ivanko located at 4942 Foot Road as presented. Being noted that the three lots need to be combined and split into two, and external light poles must be no higher than 20 feet, pole and fixture.
Second.
Discussion. This is going in the place of those three homes that are over on Foot Road.
The three homes on Foot Road there, they were each, I think, 100 and something, and he wanted to split another, he has another associate that's going to build on the other. So the only way they could do it is to buy the three, combine them, and then chop it in half.
Okay.
And that's what they're doing. So finally that's...
Yep, sounds good. We get rid of some of those, yeah, some of those homes over there.
You have to sign that one?
No, I think you did this one already. Can I get a roll call? Mike Stopa.
Aye.
Chuck, Mark Radis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Last for site plans is Western Reserve Masonic. I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission to approve the site addition and new construction for Western Reserve Masonic per page 2020381.00 of revised site plan located at 4942 Foot Road as presented. Be it noted that the external light poles must be no higher than 20 feet. That's the pole and the fixture.
Second.
Discussion on this?
Why is this light thing coming up? Is that?
I'm not sure why, but 25 feet has showed up on it, and it was caught, and we.
So we're just making sure.
They put the wrong 20. Size on.
Architect not paying attention.
Yeah, they put the wrong side on.
It must be a common size on some places. 25.
And the print was so small, we almost didn't see it, but
yeah.
The higher up, more lumens.
Right.
Type of deal, so.
So you have to put an extra light.
Okay, I think I got all.
All right. Can I get a roll call? Mike Stopa.
Aye.
Mark Radis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
All right, all the site plans have been approved. You guys can get a hold of Elaine tomorrow to get your permits.
We killed a few trees.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, next up is approval of supplemental appropriations. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve supplemental appropriations dated 11-18 of 2020 and incorporate this one-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call. Mike Stopa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson?
Aye.
Mark Reddis?
Aye.
Next up is approval of the budget appropriations resolution.
Want to stop on that?
Yeah, that's fine. At this time, I'll move to adopt resolution number 11182020-039 to approve the permanent appropriations budget for 2020 and incorporate this 13-page document by reference. Let it be noted as part of this motion that all of the appropriation accounts for Fund 2272, the coronavirus relief fund, will be encumbered to the full amount by account, but will not exceed what they are appropriated.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call. Mike Stolpa?
Aye.
Mark Reddis?
Aye.
Chuck Johnson?
Aye.
And then next up on the agenda was encumbered COVID funds discussion. So Angela got back. I don't know if she talked, to me last night about this. Mary Beth from the auditor's office. The way we encumbered and appropriated everything is fine. We don't have to do anything else for that COVID fund. That states, that's what states in that, what we just passed for the resolution then too. So we're good on our COVID fund appropriation. And next up is purchase orders. Chuck, do you have any tonight?
I do have a purchase order. So I'd like to make a motion for a purchase order requisition. This department's going to be for the COVID fund. Vendor's going to be Medina Auto Mall. The description is, we're looking at a 2020 GMC Sierra one-ton chassis for dump bed. The quote is for $60,834.
Second.
Discussion.
This is basically, he's looking to add a new dump truck. You know, they said they're going to use it for the cemetery salt. It's a little bit smaller than the other ones and get through that new thing there. And plus, it lets them have an extra vehicle that they could have.
They want to share.
They want to share vehicles, yep.
Exactly.
All right. Roll call. Mike Stolpa?
Aye.
Chuck Johnson?
Aye.
Mark Reddis?
Aye.
Chuck, do you have any more?
That's the only one I can see.
All right. Then at this time, I'd like to make a motion for purchase order requisition. The department's going to be admin. The vendor's going to be Amazon. It's going to be for air purifiers, and the total amount is $3,000.
Second.
This is to put some air purifiers in our township buildings.
Okay.
I had Nick do some research on them. We're still kind of looking to see which ones will work better in certain buildings. I've already talked to Denny. He wants to get two, one for each, his office and one for the cafeteria, or his, you know, his, and then PD, and then in here for town hall, so, and then for the police, fire department.
Over at Middleton.
Yep. So, but we're kind of, we know what the prices are going to be, so we'll be under that price amount. It's just a matter as to which one will fit better in the different buildings.
Okay.
So, roll call. Mike Stolpa?
Aye.
Mark Reddis?
Aye.
Chuck Johnson?
Aye.
All right. Anything else before this board tonight?
No, sir.
All right. Then at this time, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn Medina Township Special Trustees Meeting dated for November 18th at 2020.
Second.
Roll call. Mike Stolpa?
Aye.
Mark Reddis?
Aye.
Chuck Johnson?
Aye.
We are adjourned at 6:55 PM.
Will you do it like this next Thursday, November 6th?
Probably not.